Ready, boys? What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of DNA Podcast. Today, it's not just Azin and myself, but we also have Nathan with us. You remember the guy I did a podcast solo with? So, welcome back, Nathan.
Hello. I'm the guy that was a lot smarter than Damir on that first podcast.
No, wait. Competition.
Shut up.
I know.
Okay, so, actually, I have some interesting topics now for today. First,
no chicken dicks.
No chicken dicks. I think this comes close to the chicken dicks. So,
close or not close?
Wait a second. So, have you ever wondered, like, how or why diarrhea is spelled the way it is spelled? Like, 2 R's in a row, D-I-A-R-R-H.
Just like your name.
E-A.
I don't know.
Like, why is diarrhea? Why is it spelled that way?
Because that's the sound it makes when you go take shit.
No, wait. But technically, that will make diarrhea the number 3, right? Number 1 is peeing, number 2 is...
Everything that comes out of my ass is a number 2. I don't care. If it's diarrhea, it's all the same.
No, but it makes sense, though. There's some of it that makes sense. Because if you take away the R, or one of the R's, and then the H, it's diarrhea. Or without... Because when you say diarrhea, mm-hmm. you say R for a longer time than you usually would say R. And then ea could be like, ea, like emphasis on the ea. So it's like diarrhea.
Now why is the ea there?
Because there's an I and an A.
And have you looked up when diarrhea... was used for the first time ever?
Yeah.
Does diarrhea get used?
Take three guesses when diarrhea became diarrhea.
No, but like the word diarrhea.
Yeah. He used it because he had the diarrhea.
And he called it...
Because it was something else than normal shit.
So everything before diarrhea was normal shit.
Yeah.
So dude came.
Maybe.
So normal shit. Normal
he
shit.
He had
this is not normal.
Yeah, but normal
how
shit.
How bad
is
was that shit?
No. He had a dire need to shit, and then he named it diarrhea.
But why ea? Why just not dire shit?
Because he
wanted to sound fancy.
He was like, a creative man.
Just like in France, in French. No better example. I can speak French. In Latin.
Oh yeah, you can't speak Latin?
No, but like the emphasis on certain sounds mm-hmm. make it more like ancient.
But it was classified as diarrhea when it was not the normal shit. So technically it is number 3, not number 1.
How bad was his shit to say I have to name this new kind of shit and I call it diarrhea?
Yeah, well,
just imagine
and how that. And then how do you register that name?
Trademark.
I don't know.
No, because the name the name has to get added to the dictionary somehow. So you have to go to someone to add it to the dictionary and then explain how you got to that name.
Yeah, probably he went to France and he's like, guys, listen. I have a new word.
My
Do
shit
you know
was
when
weird.
You have to take a shit and everything is watery, everything is like not how it's supposed to be? Diarrhea.
Yeah.
And they're all like, yes.
Yeah, but see, that's because shit is classified as something
really
stronger
hard.
And diarrhea is like floppy, like...
So it's in between.
Yeah, no.
No,
diarrhea
is watery.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's a combination of
shit.
Sometimes you have to take shit and you don't know if it's diarrhea already or not. You know what I mean?
So when you find out that
when it comes
out,
when you hear the noises,
when you hear the noises, you think, oh, I'm gonna look, and you see it still has some consistency. Is it diarrhea or is it just a bad?
You
shit?
Find out when it's diarrhea when you feel like your ass has become a machine gun.
When it sounds like right. Ukraine, then you know it's
Ukraine. Well, boys, this is...
I take it back. Take
when
it
you
back.
Start levitating.
Or when the glaze of the toilet is all the way gone.
Well, boys, this is already a shit podcast, but
good one.
Next question. Yeah. Wait. We still didn't answer the question.
What is diarrhea? Diarrhea. Yeah. Okay,
what was his?
He probably had diarrhea, so he thought like, "Oh shit, this is not normal shit." So I'll give it another name.
But what did you say? Like,
he had a dire need to take a shit, yeah. And maybe his name was Rhea. His name is Rhea, or the person's name is Rhea.
I didn't do that much research, so.
Okay, next.
Yeah, but let's ask a question. We'll do a poll underneath the podcast. Like, is what? I don't know. I forgot what I wanted to ask.
Well,
what?
Yeah.
No, say.
Well, you want to ask the people on Spotify how they think diarrhea became diarrhea?
No, I wanted to ask: is diarrhea also shit, or is it something else? That's what I wanted to ask.
So ask the people if they believe in number 3 or number 1.5 because it's in the middle.
Oh.
It's a liquidy consistency.
It's a liquid.
Oh. That's something to think about.
It's a liquidy consistency with some pieces for added detail.
I'm not even going into
okay,
that.
Okay, question is diarrhea number 3 or number 1.5?
You know when you make soup with hot water and some of the stuff doesn't...
I have to drink soup in later. Like 2 hours. Please don't.
Next question. Okay, boys. Have you ever?
I hate to, you know.
Have you ever heard of digital nomads?
No.
People who don't ever go online.
No. Totally the opposite. So digital nomads are people who have
who live in the middle.
No. Who have their well, kind of no. Who just have a normal job. They do their job, but they do it all online. So they never stay in one place. They travel all around the world. And just recently came out that Croatia, not joking, is becoming a real hub for digital nomads. So people are just doing their normal 9-to-5 jobs, but via their computer online in a totally different country.
So it's just working from home with a little bit of space.
Basically, but then, yeah, that's what I also thought. And like, but is it that? Is it that?
You just want to work. Like,
but if you
is
have
there
your
a
normal
difference from working on a beach in Dubrovnik or working from a beach in Ostend, you still have to do your work. You still have to think about work. So I don't care where you're gonna work. You still have the problems of work. You still have to finish your task before.
Yeah, but they never go back
to
office or something because they don't have an office. They don't have nothing to go to. They're just doing their.
And who do they work for?
Yeah, for a company that or yeah.
Who can?
Yeah, that's why I'm asking. Is it like when you're from
home with extra steps
or going on a vacation? Is that also digital nomading?
But you're
once
on.
Once you have to work, Once you have to work, it's not a vacation.
Yeah. Okay. Working in a different country, so they actually also pay taxes in the country they work for or work in.
It's always.
So when someone is a digital nomad in Croatia, he pays Croatian expenses, so he lives there, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But he pays taxes in Belgium, for example, because he works for a Belgian company.
That's a ripoff.
Yeah, but he doesn't pay taxes for Croatia. In Croatia, he just pays whatever he uses
taxes
there.
Taxes in
he...
Croatia are cheaper than in Belgium.
That's true.
McDonald's too. You know how cheap the McDonald's in Croatia is?
I've heard.
That's a story I always tell.
I have paid all McDonald's meals. Literally every meal for us two. He never paid the meal.
But
once
he always
inside.
Offered. That's the funny part. We're like, "Ipsa, come on, here's my
card.
Take my money.
Four meals, €7. Okay, bam."
that's extremely true.
Bam. Ooh.
It goes way too easy.
The veggie options. The veggie chicken.
Are they good?
Better than real chicken.
And they actually do have
McToast. And they have curry sauce.
And McToast.
We love the McToast.
I love the McToast. When we were in Italy, also McToast. McToast all the way.
Italy, Rome.
Yeah.
Do you went to the McDonald's in the Vatican?
No. Because we didn't go to Vatican City.
They have icy, but it's fused the lemongrass.
Extra holy.
it's extra holy when you get order in the Vatican. Really, ask him. I went, literally, I only went...
A Vatican City, not the Vatican itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Vatican City, but it was right after St. Pauli Square, or whatever it's called. But
and so you're saying it's a lot better?
Lemongrass. I've this lemongrass in Apollo, in everywhere in Rome, but from the Holy City itself, or the Christian Holy City, it was the best. It was holy. Like angels were singing above me when I drank lemongrass fused tea, and it was only the drink I could ever drink because it has low sugar content. But that's a story for another time.
Was that before or after surgery?
After. We went to Croatia 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, and then we went a week to Rome.
And then we went a week.
We only had 1 week weekend
and
at home.
So 1 month, I was not sleeping.
No, it was.
And he even less. So we had 2 weeks of Croatia. We went back home, 1 week of work. Me in Katurnasi.
We didn't even have 1 week. We came back on Friday, and then we went to Rome on Monday. We had that 1 weekend only.
We were fucked when we came back. And when we came back, we still had to finish our
assignment.
Assignment, the biggest one.
How do you call it in English?
Final examination.
Last essay or something.
Whatever.
And that thing. People make it like in 2 months, 3 months. I've made it in a week time.
And did you pass?
In flying colors.
Nice.
They still don't know how. My teacher has sent me some mails. She was really angry. Like, you can't come a week. You can't come a week to school and don't say anything to me and just send your assignment to me to. Graded, so
yeah, because every teacher is a coach to a student with his work, and the joke was on him because our French teacher was his coach, so she already hated him, and then
she hated me more because I.
Well, at least she passed.
Passing flying colors.
That's the thing.
I found my speech back.
Oh yeah, he gave a speech because the people wanted him to give a speech.
Still left.
Yeah,
still good. Mm. I will. I'm gonna let you see it later.
Okay.
The speech is so good. Yeah. It was a good speech.
It was a good speech. If you actually stuck to the speech, he didn't say a word was on that stupid paper.
What?
He improvised 90%.
Oh, yeah. The speech was improvised 90%. No, sometimes it
doesn't that scare you?
Looked at a word like, did I forget something?
No, I forgot all of it.
I forgot all of it. Sometimes I see words and I just take the word and I go from there.
Like Donald Trump. You have your speech right in front of you.
I was about to say the same thing.
And you say
I didn't even put Donald Trump. No, I put Donald Trump in it, but when I was in front of all people, the joke that was on paper wasn't actually that good. So I made a joke on the man in my head, and it was 10 times better. It was really good.
But actually, none of you answered my stupid question: Do you like digital nomads or not?
Man. Why
would you
I?
See yourself as a digital nomad, Nathan?
No, I can be.
I don't see a problem with it. I mean, I think if you do a normal job, you still kind of want that personal interaction. And I think if you don't go at all, I feel like it's hard to kind of... Well, let's say you're working in a four-person group and one of the people is a digital nomad. That makes your job, the three other people's job, a lot more difficult.
Okay.
I would say.
Okay, and you're an editor, man. Then you travel around the world, do several jobs, a videographer, content creator, whatever.
Well, that's more freelancing. So I think then that's normal because then you're doing your own thing.
But is that digital nomading when you have jobs in different countries?
No, because then you have
to go to that country to do your job.
Even though you don't work in an office.
Yeah,
of course.
But you have to.
Let's say someone wants to hire you in, I don't know, Switzerland or Germany. Let's say Germany. Then you want to go to to Germany, to wherever the site is. Let's say it's in Frankfurt. And you want to be there to work with the people that are there. So then you're doing the exact opposite of what a digital nomad would be. Because as an editor, which are usually freelancers because they're not employed to a firm usually, then you would just be traveling yourself all around the place, all around the world. Mm-hmm. So then you're exactly not being a digital nomad because you're going to the places that they ask you to go to.
Could a teacher be a digital nomad?
Oof.
Never.
In the Corona times.
Yeah, because that was I was thinking.
Also
like giving online lessons.
it can be like.
But like during a pandemic like that, where because they never went to school anyways.
You don't even think about vacation. You don't have the time to think about it.
Okay, but let's say you had the time to think about it and you just left. I don't think it would actually make a difference.
But that would be unfair to my students.
But if
to see me in a beach giving lessons about something when they are also in a pandemic or at home.
True, but at the same time, I don't think it actually impacts your students in like a learning form. In a learning form,
but the respect of your students goes down, and that will impact your studying capabilities of the students. That's a really big issue.
But for example,
against teachers and.
Now when it's all on campus again, then no, it's impossible. You would get fired. Like, there's, I don't think there's any school.
Just imagine that teacher is like going from country to country and just recording his lessons or giving
it's a special teacher when you're in campus,
like a special
university
lecture.
And college.
Yeah,
that's something different. Then as a teacher, you have more capabilities to wiggle something because. If your teacher is someone important but still wants to give lessons and gives really good lessons but he gives it online. Then I wouldn't mind. But if it's some kind of teacher who doesn't know everything, just teach your lesson right here and
get the fuck.
Yeah, like if there's a teacher that you that's incredibly high quality and you wouldn't be able to get them in Belgium and then the only thing you have to do is to have those lessons online, of course that's fine. Like if you go out of your way to get the best education experience possible even though it's online, I think that's okay. Like if that person can't come to class. But if it's just like a teacher being lazy and wanting to go somewhere on vacation, then that's I do see a problem with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it.
And do we feel like online education has to be offered still now when everything's kind of sort of back to normal? You as a teacher, do you think?
Wait, I have a good opinion. No, the teacher has to be on the campus, but as a student, you need to have the option to choose to look at a camera at your teacher or be present at the.
Yep.
Because
why is that fair? Isn't that the same thing as a teacher not being someone else?
Some students
and teaching.
You are getting paid to teach the students in real life, but you as a student. Pay for your education so you can choose if you want to look or if you want to be present. But it's the job of the teacher to be present at their lessons.
See, that's where I don't agree.
But they do the same thing in big firms now or in most firms. Let's say in Umicore, you have to go to your office 2 times a week or 3 times a week. I think it was 2. So then you can stay home if you want to for the 3 other days.
But you have to do the work at home.
Well, of course. But they found that it actually has a positive impact.
Yeah, but that's something else than teaching. Yeah, because, we all have done it. Like when you're sitting, you have class at 9, you wake up at 8:45. You're not sitting behind your desk fully clothed and paying attention to what the teacher is saying live. I mean, come on. We've all done it or not done it.
But it's the same. I've been in real life lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And haven't paid a single percent of my attention to.
That's the student's like job. Like if the student doesn't pay attention, that's their problem.
Yeah,
because you can do the same thing in person.
Yeah, then the teacher can also do the same thing. Like, staying at home. I recorded my lesson. You just have to watch it.
Yeah, but then I agree with Azdin's point because the teacher's getting paid to give lessons online.
No, you don't record your lesson. Your lesson is from 5:10 to 10:10. So you have 1 hour, and that's the 1 hour the students have to be present. So then you don't have to record anything, but you just give the option to look at you. And when your lesson is over, you save the lesson for people who are sick and said they were sick. But for the rest, you had to be present on that hour. That's your schedule. If you aren't present for any viable reason, your problem.
So you would say he also has to be present even though it's online.
Yeah, of course. It's his schedule. I'm not going to change my schedule for someone who doesn't.
But if it's recorded, you can always watch it later.
Huh?
Yeah, but then you can give feedback. Like when a teacher's in class,
but
the students can ask
about
questions.
Discipline. You don't.
Yeah,
have
that's
to
why
do
I feel like
everything
you should go to class.
You should go to class, but you can also watch online. But still, you don't get extra privileges. Just because you paid for this course.
Yeah, okay, these are the rules. Being online offered, online class being offered an extra privilege? Because you pay to go, you pay to go to class. Because
some, just take for example, psychology. It isn't in Antwerp, but someone who lives in Kalmthout doesn't want to go every day to Brussels. Give them the option to watch your lessons online, to ask questions online. And if there are lessons that you have to be mandatory to be in class, yeah, you will go before the rest. Aula lessons, how do you call it in English?
Auditorium lessons?
Yeah. Most of the time, nobody gives one fuck of attention.
No, it depends on what the teacher is, what the class is, and what's being said. That's true.
I've never paid any attention, just and my grades were just as fine.
But then, they don't. Then you probably also do a lot more work at home than most people.
No.
No?
He's the exception to that rule.
I just know everything. They said, yeah, they're like, I love technology, engineering, mathematics. So everything that is offered to me and what I have to learn is already what I know. So that's why I never go to class.
That's a privilege.
Yeah, it's a privilege. But teachers think I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything. I know it, and they see it in my grades, so they get upset that I don't do anything and still get good grades. And then some of my students snitch on me, say, why is he never studying and never doing anything and still gets through and me, and I'm not, while I'm doing so much stuff. And I'm, yeah, it's your problem, not mine. You're stupid.
Yeah, snitchers. We also have a few of those.
Ah, you like the drama, yeah?
No, we don't like the drama. That's the point.
No. He likes the drama.
As long as I'm not in it.
As long as he is not in the drama, he will take full advantage.
Well, we've been involved in most of the drama, Damir, so...
Oh, Damir in drama.
Oh, yeah, you're the one to say something. Oh, fucking hell. Oh, yeah.
I don't like drama, you know it. I like fixing drama. That's something different. I like fixing your problems when you get drama, and that's why I get drama. I like fixing. We don't forget Pineapple. who had an elaborate plan to fix everything and know who it was.
Let's forget about that.
Okay, yeah, let's forget about that. Who solved that question? Not you, me.
No, I did it. I found out.
No.
And you fixed it after I found out.
No. I found out later. In... when did I find out? I found out in... found out in... ICT... class. I said, hey, let me see your number. Look at it.
Yeah, okay, but let's
still proud of that. Proud of that.
Yeah, I'm trying to forget that. So, bon.
Hey, after 5 years, come on, dude.
I hate you so much.
Come on, dude. Come on.
I can laugh with it now. I can laugh with it
now. I'm laughing right now.
Bon, something totally different. Everything is kind of sort of back to normal after the COVID. COVID's still here, of course.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I forgot.
But have you ever imagined, like, when someone, when there's a birthday party and there is that big cake and all those candles and you blow at those candles? Has that actually ever changed?
Can I say, you're doing this on purpose.
Why am I doing this on purpose?
My stomach is rumbling.
Wait, what do you mean?
I'm fasting.
No, I know.
Yeah, you know. And he's talking about cake.
Oh. But wait, what do you mean, has it ever changed?
Like when they blow out those candles, did they stop blowing during blowing the candles during COVID?
Probably you just had a family party with family.
Yeah, so but then you matter? Blow. See, everyone is so like, ugh. I have to wash my hands all the time.
So, you know what you do?
I didn't know what you're talking about. It is dirty.
Just imagine.
You have to get...
Damn, you don't fucking hate you.
Yeah, but just...
Just imagine that. Even without COVID, like when you're on a birthday party, or not even a birthday party, a wedding cake, and you do people blow candles on wedding cake?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Then you have like on the side, you have like ice fountains. You know, you have
chocolate fountains.
Not chocolate, ice fountains.
Ice.
Like the sparkling.
Water fountains, sorry.
We went to Contech to get it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Ice fountains?
It was Zeki.
Ice fountains. What's an ice fountain?
Everybody don't know what ice fountains.
But like
fountain.
Ice cream, like something you lick? Or
I'm going to show you. Everybody, and then I'm showing
but
them.
But there's a lot of things like that. So, for example, you say blowing on the cake, but then...
Well, you're blowing the candles off, but everything goes
yeah, okay,
on
but
the cake.
If you
this
can...
is the ice fountain.
I've never seen that in my life.
What?
It looks cool, though. But you can say that for anything, Damir. Like when you let your friend touch your phone, or when you touch the handle of a house, and then you touch your phone, and then you touch your face. Like,
yeah, exactly. But people are cleaning the handles, are cleaning their phone. I clean my phone every
okay,
time.
Okay, what when you get on the bus or the train?
I don't go on the bus and the train since COVID.
Okay, fancy pants. But you can say that for a lot of things. Yeah. I was fidgeting as well.
No, yeah, but that's a... That's something you don't eat. That you wash your hands afterwards. But the cake, you still eat that cake.
Yeah.
When the other person blows it out, well, it blows the candles out and all the spit on the cake.
But come on, now it's the science teacher coming up. It is good, really good, that we ingest each other's germs. It's for our immune
system.
Yeah, immune system. So if you don't do that. Like my brother, for example, he was not sick for 3 years because he always had a mask, always washed his hands, never had corona. And now, after 3 years, he had the flu.
Mm-hmm.
He was almost dying. Mm-hmm. But me, I'm not, me not, because in December I had the flu, but I had the flu the year before, I'm always sick. And because I'm always sick, my immune system thinks, he's not sick.
It's nothing. Yeah.
It's nothing for me. But for someone who's always like, no germs, they're always getting real sick. That's really important. Just don't be afraid of bacteria, about viruses. You know, about 99.9999% of the viruses in the world, and it's the most common species of anything in the world, is not harmful. So people are exaggerating about viruses, about bacteria. Just take something from the ground and eat it up. You won't die.
No,
we have good
you.
Doctors. We have everything here in Belgium. I won't recommend it in third world countries,
mm-hmm.
because not that good. But like in Belgium, just eat whatever the fuck you want. You get salmonella, just take
paracetamol.
Paracetamol. Really, actually. That's what I'm taking. I have kidney stones and I just take paracetamol. But don't freak out about germs. They don't do nothing.
Nice dilemma, actually, boys. I think I know what you're going to say, but would you rather eat...
No. We've been there before.
How do I say it? How
good
do
luck.
Okay, now I'll ask it this way. Would you rather eat...
chocolate.
No, I won't ask that.
Chocolate that tastes like shake of shit.
No, I'm not
going to
ask that. A donut that's been sitting there for 1 year in a box.
Or
piss out a kidney stone.
Piss out a kidney stone.
Or eat the donut that's sitting there on the counter for 1 year.
I
with everything that comes along with that.
Just know, kidney stones are the worst pain a man can
see. That's
ever
why
experience.
That's why I want to know what the
and
answers
have,
are going to be.
I've had it 5 times, 6 times. I don't know. And sometimes I get like
pain. It feels like you're actually peeing out. Like
yeah, no.
But a kidney stone is a real stone.
Like it's like your penis is just on fire.
But it's a real stone.
Like fire, like someone takes a rough stick and puts it in and pulls
it
out.
Okay. Like a catheter, but a rough catheter. Like a catheter, but a rough catheter.
I never had a catheter. Okay. I just peed a lot of kidneys. So that, no, exactly.
I think I would do the donut.
You'd do the donut with everything that comes along, yeah. all the rats and things that
I've eaten. I've had enough problems.
I've eaten chocolate from 3 years ago.
Well, you've definitely eaten chocolate. That's.
Fuck you. I've eaten chocolate for like 4 years from the expired date.
But that's not bad.
It tastes like shit.
Really?
It tastes like shit because it was in a night shop, and it was like in the back in a moist room. And I was young, I was thinking about it, and it wasn't like Milka chocolate or Ferrero Rocher chocolate, but it was like Marjan chocolate. It tasted like shit, so I have already eaten chocolate.
So,
like
what was your answer gonna be? Yours, donut, and yours?
I'm gonna pee because I'm used to it.
Okay, you're used to that now. Okay, a different one that I heard from on Gossip Guy podcast. So I'm not gonna steal it, but I'm going to ask it. Yeah, but I'm gonna ask it. What? Like, would you rather be blind and no legs, or deaf and no arms?
Blind and no legs.
Blind and no legs or deaf and no arms?
I would rather be deaf and no arms.
Deaf and no arms. Like, I use my legs to walk, to get everywhere.
The question would be better if you say deaf and no... Wait, deaf and no legs or...
I think that was it, but I just cannot... Because
it's easy if you say deaf and no arms. Because okay. I would rather deaf be able to walk and be able to see.
And also, robotic prosthetics... They are existing right.
Yeah, but you can do the same thing with your legs. You can do the same thing with your legs. I would rather see than hear, for sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, 1,000%.
Yeah. 1,000%. I think I would rather see my kid later than hear my kid.
That's actually a good one.
Yeah, but the thing is, you do way more with your eyes than with your ears.
But then again,
yeah,
there is a like Will Smith. Post slapping Chris Rock in
post
the face.
Or before?
Before.
Post is after. That's
okay.
Pre.
Before.
Pre.
Pre. Pre-slapping Chris Rock. He had a National Geographic documentary about someone who was blind but could hear.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so good in hearing that he could actually see, like a bed.
But that could cause so much paranoia.
No, because he knows just which sounds are which, and think you learn it after. Like
no, but I mean like.
And also, you can do it too. Just close your eyes when you are riding in a car. open. No.
Then you don't do that, people. Please don't do that.
Do not do that, guys. Do not do that.
I've done it, but.
Can maybe don't say that.
people know me. They know I've done it. Like don't do that. He has done it. Okay, just in a passenger side. Close your eyes, drive with the car, open the window, and drive around cars. And like next to parked cars, and you hear the sound. You hear shoom, shoom,
yeah.
Shoom, shoom.
Yeah.
That's the echo of the sound mm-hmm. reaching to your ear back. And that's echolocation. And that's actually also seeing, but then with your hearing.
I still think not being able to see
can
cause so much paranoia.
You want to see your kid, you want to see them smile and just hearing.
No, but like, for example,
I definitely wouldn't want to see some
people. I was watching a movie, and someone in the movie got shot, in quotation marks, mm-hmm. but the person, so let's say the wife got shot, but didn't actually get shot, and the husband was running towards his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He never saw her got shot, but he only heard the gunshots. She never got shot. But that drives him absolutely insane. And that's what I mean. That's the stuff that can cause paranoia.
Hey, it's been months.
No, but I'm not saying there's also the same scene in Castle.
But
that's a common scene that
causes so much paranoia, not being able to actually see, just hear.
That's a really common trick people use also.
Yeah. Well, kidnapping or something.
But also, you know that 85% of TikToks or Reels are not have the sound off because there's captions on it? That's just a random thought that crossed my mind. But so 85% of people watch TikToks mm-hmm. and Reels without the sound. And so that also proves that
eyesight
is better than eyesight. Yeah, but
I watch with sound, but I always read the captions.
Read the captions. And so a lot of people don't listen to the actual sound, which also shows that eyesight is better than.
Yeah, but question about that.
Yeah.
When does when does the captions come on? And when sometimes it doesn't come, and sometimes...
Well, when you write a caption, it's there.
People edit the captions in.
Oh, you mean on the video? Oh, you mean on the video itself?
Or? Yeah, on the video itself. Yeah, not on the other.
No. Well, you can use it on YouTube, but they're like auto made, so they're not.
Yeah, I was thinking.
They're not
always
correct.
Like that.
But like on TikTok and Reels, you need to edit your own captions.
That's why they write something purposely wrong. When they
could be
always when they say like the word shit, it's like shade.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. For the algorithm.
I always thought it was like TikTok.
But that's what people do it because 85% listen to the audio. So then if you do it one without captions, then you're only targeting 15% of the whole TikTok user base.
Oops. Never thought of it.
He comes with percentages. I just come with experience. He's book smart. I'm street smart.
I'm both.
I've never actually thought about it that way.
Yeah, me neither. It's actually something to think about.
Yeah, but I never think about.
That's anything. True. You don't think that's a.
My ideas comes from arguing with Damir till I'm saying something.
That's true. When we brainstorm, we
that's
actually fight
way.
All the time, and then best things
I'm
come
out. I'm fighting with him.
Yeah. No, but that's.
I won't slap him. I've done it once before, and I'm never doing that again.
Yeah, that backfired extremely hard.
Hey, it didn't backfire. I had my rest that time.
No, that was so funny. Us not talking? That was so weird for other people.
Yeah.
They were begging us to start talking to each other. That was so funny.
But
the
I was
funniest
like,
thing ever.
But I was like,
yeah. Yeah, and both of us were like...
It was a little break. Like, sometimes you have to break in a relationship.
That was so funny.
Yeah, people always...
The joke was on us because we were together all the time.
I mean, you grow from it, so...
So sometimes just not talking.
But that was so. Oh, that was so.
And
the
teacher
funny.
Comes to me and says, hey, you have to talk. So just leave me alone. I'm just living
but
life.
That was, yeah, we were in the same house, so we were always together. That's not even the problem. We just did not speak to each other.
Sometimes you want to talk to each other when there was something really funny, but we had.
So funny.
If I'm in an argument with someone and it's like really bad, I'm just ignoring the person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm that type of toxic, but not like 2 days ignoring.
But it's also not
1 year ignoring.
Oh, never mind.
Minimum. And he can attest to that. I've been ignoring one guy all 2 years long.
Yeah, that's exactly true.
And he was like family. So if you fuck with me, I'm not talking to you ever again.
No, but that was a real. That was so funny because we're together like for 2 weeks straight. We just didn't talk. We didn't say a word to each other. And other people were going crazy. Like, we were both like, la, 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 la.
Because you guys were fighting or because...
No, that's the thing. We didn't do any... That's the thing. We were just there.
I just
we didn't speak.
So.
But because you guys had a fight, you didn't speak.
No, we didn't even have
at some point, we looked at each other and were like, one more week.
We didn't have a fight. So
you didn't
I
have
was
purpose.
Making...
yeah, it's a long... It's a really...
But you did.
I was making sausages.
Yeah?
Yeah. And Pedrag... The host guy
there.
He said if there's oil on your thing, I don't want you to throw it away because it's dirty. Just throw it in the fire and then it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done it. And then two people started yelling at me why I'm throwing paper with oil... In the fire. So, yeah, Pedrag said it to me. He doesn't want it into his garden and stuff. It's oil. He doesn't want it. It's okay. And they were talking. Yeah. And I was getting over it. I was
yeah, he was
becoming
making the fire.
Irritated.
And then I came out of the house
and then
with
he came
plate
and he
with
saw
meat.
It. And and he saw it and he was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I just...
Yeah, but not to him. Like, to all three. Like, what's happening?
Yeah, but I lost it because everyone was coming at me. And I was like, oh hell, pop!
And you slapped him.
Yeah, but yeah,
Will
he
Smith
tried. Yeah, but he tried.
Yeah, I have, but it
maybe
was like a Will Smith slap.
Yeah.
It was like the Will Smith slap.
Okay.
And I pop, and I just fuck all of you. I don't want this meat. Actually, I really wanted it, but yeah, I'm the person. I'm going to self-sabotage my feelings and everything just to get what I want.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't eat any of the meat. That was so funny. His parents get
yeah, it's a really bring to Croatia. Tell me later. Explain the context later. So yeah,
I can imagine your face after you got slapped.
No, but he did
that. Red as a tomato, looking at him like
no. That was
the thing. So he turned around. He turned. Yeah, but he turned around. I was holding that meat. He would turn around.
You're holding that meat.
I didn't even know it was him. I just
yeah. That's the funny part. If it wasn't me, it could have been a teacher for all that matter.
Yeah, yeah. Someone was getting slapped that moment,
and I was like, shoo, because I saw him coming. I was like, okay, I have to get out of here, but I was too late. So he did touch me, but it was not like it was not
okay.
I was protecting all the meat.
But I was also looking at the meat. I was also not trying because everyone.
Yeah, everyone wanted to eat.
Touched the meat in a bad way, I would have been lynched.
Yeah, he would have
been. I would have been lynched. I would be all over the news. And we already had fears about getting lynched about some people there. But
and so then you guys faked a fight for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but everyone saw it.
We just looked at each other. Like, I'm not talking to you for 1 week. Leave me alone.
And I was the same. I was like, okay, go and cool down.
And I was just eating my bruschettas vegetables because I couldn't eat much, and I was eating healthy. Mm. And
but
I
everyone saw it that he, quote unquote, tried slapped me. Yeah?
Yeah,
and you're all mad at him, but he didn't give crap. That's the thing. And so we didn't talk for a week and a half.
People don't underestimate how many fucks I give. People really
one and a half.
If you could go below zero, if that was a thing, then yes, I could care less about everything and everybody I know, except for some people. Someone I've met, my family, only them. Okay, but the rest, I know the world really doesn't give a fuck about you, so why would I give a fuck back? I've discovered it way before because I was fat, and this is gonna be a rap lyric, so fat, just, it's really good. No, but I was fat, and I wasn't getting bullied or something, but I've no, like, if you are fat and you don't look good as a man, nobody wants you. So on a really young age, I've accepted the world doesn't give a fuck about anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I am not going to give a fuck about anything too. So I was like, hey, this body positivity, I like it. Bob. And I was like, I couldn't care less. I was like, fuck, this is my body. You like it? There, you like it. Yeah. You don't like it?
Fuck off.
There is the door, motherfucker.
Yeah.
But that was a funny part because two people couldn't go in a door with him. So
yeah. Even tried. It can happen, but probably you're gonna bruise some.
But that's a good mindset, though, to not care.
No, yeah, not going through
a lot more people really need to learn it, and mostly people who are emotionally attached to things and to people, like those people are gonna fucking stab you in the back if they see something better. So why would you give a fuck? I'm not saying you have to cut out everything in your life and don't have friends. No, friends are a good thing. But always in the back of your head, no, that friend can take another stab you in the back. So when that happens, just prepare yourself. I knew it was going to happen. Fuck it. Always happens. Mm. Go to the next. Because it is not going to define your life. It's not going to change the root of your life. If you want to do something, just go straight at it. Everything that comes, it won't do anything. Really, it won't do anything.
Wow.
Look at me.
Yeah, if
people... I've been giving zero fucks about everything. So, I'm still just...
So your mindset is look at everyone in a bad way and allow them to prove you wrong.
Yes.
Okay.
Always prove you wrong. Don't go and see the best in people right away. See the worst in people and make... No.
See, but I'm in the middle.
No. See the worst in people.
I always see the worst in people.
And I know about you, but I'm talking in a good way. And let them prove you wrong that you've been looking at. I don't say that, judge people before you met them. I don't say that. But if you're getting to know someone, look at the worst thing you see about them and let's prove it. Just ask them, are you really that kind of person? Because if you are, I don't want to meet with that. Mm-hmm. I've done also.
Yeah.
And it worked out great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or just get Pokemon.
Huh? Yeah, I was also a little confused for a second.
Oh, why didn't we film this? Their faces you were amazing.
You had to see my face the first time he talked about Smurfs. I was looking at him and I was like,
what are you saying?
So always end a a smart conversation with something stupid, like what did I say?
Everything
like
of this conversation was smart. Literally, the smartest thing I said was made better about him.
Actually, like, how do we go in this podcast from diarrhea to to digital nomads to blowing candles?
Well,
to
let's just say it's one of a kind.
It's one of a kind.
Also, might I say, we have DNA, Damir and Asdin, but the N starts with an N. My name is Nathan, so I might just say I fit in pretty well here.
It is. He's applying for the job.
Oh shit! He got his hair.
Applying for the job. So what do you want to say, Damir?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all. First of all, thank you, Nathan, for being here with us.
This is why I'm even talking about this to you guys.
As they are losing it. The boys are losing it.
Diarrhea. Why was I talking about diarrhea? I just it is coming in my head like fucking diarrhea.
Well,
guys,
at least
why?
It's not coming out of your ass. Okay, so
it's coming out of my mouth this time.
Okay, the boys are losing it. Thank y'all for listening. And don't forget, if you're nice, if you listen to this podcast, well, maybe, just maybe, you'll see those Smurfs. Bye bye.
Fuck those Smurfs, man. Fuck this shit. Fuck diarrhea. Fuck nomads. Fuck everything about his life. Don't give a fuck about anything.
He's hungry.
Live your life how you want it. Love the people you want to love. And fuck everything.
He's hungry, ladies and gentlemen. Please forgive
us. The
world
won't give a fuck about you. Just remember that.
This is what a hangry Asdin sounds like.
It really is.